USA Radio News.
President Biden sharing a grim COVID forecast. He says yesterday the U.S. could have another 200,000 COVID deaths over the next few months. That would bring our death toll to over 600,000. Meanwhile, his latest plans for economic relief focused on the poor. Biden yesterday signing two executive orders, one expanding food assistance, the other calling for stimulus checks for those who don't make enough to file taxes. He says his relief plan will get us back on track quicker.
With our American Rescue Plan, our economy would return to full employment a full year faster than without the plan.
Biden adds how we respond to this crisis is a reflection of our values, and we have to act now. Meanwhile, a key member of President Trump's COVID task force revealing the toll the job took on her. Dr. Deborah Birx tells CBS she always thought of quitting. Birx recently retired, but she says she's willing to help the Biden team if needed. The full interview will air tomorrow in Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Less than a week into his term, President Biden's policy is already leading to a lawsuit. Tim Berg has more.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit Friday to block President Biden's new order halting almost all deportations for the next 100 days, accusing the new administration of overstepping executive powers. Paxton's lawsuit is one of what's likely to be a stream of litigation against Mr. Biden's early moves. Former President Trump faced a similar swarm of lawsuits from Democrat-led states during his term, particularly on immigration matters. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As for former President Trump's legal issues, Democrats are apparently facing an uphill fight to get Trump convicted in his upcoming impeachment trial. It would take 17 Republican senators to join all 50 Democrats to convict Trump. But CNN reports only a handful of GOP senators may do so. The trial is set to start February 9th. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Biden making his first call to a foreign leader since his inauguration. Biden reaching out yesterday to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. The two agree to touch base again next month. First Lady Jill Biden yesterday visiting National Guard troops that are in D.C. to protect the Capitol for Inauguration Week. She didn't come empty-handed either, bringing chocolate chip cookies. Meanwhile, the controversy continues over how Guard members were treated this week. Here's Jeremy Scott.
Hundreds of National Guard members who had been protecting the Capitol in D.C. were asked to leave on Thursday night. They were allowed to return indoors after spending time in a cold parking garage. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy calls it shameful.
Many of them had to be sleeping on cots for the week. Very few bathrooms and others. Many of the congresswomen and men were coming down bringing pizza and others and thanking them. The next thing you know, they're just swiffing them out the door.
McCarthy tells Sean Hannity on Fox News he puts the blame at the feet of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We know what Nancy Pelosi has said about them before. Remember when the riots were happening in Washington over the summer? Nancy Pelosi said it was scary, they shouldn't be there.
In a statement yesterday, the Massachusetts National Guard says Capitol building officials directed those National Guard soldiers assigned to the Senate portion of the Capitol building to move their break area to a parking garage due to the Senate being in session, saying accusations of Guard members being banished, quote, makes no sense, and quite frankly could not be farther from the truth. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Mega Millions has a winner, just one person, someone in Michigan hitting the jackpot in last night's $1 billion drawing. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.